You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
103 Music Conference kicks off tonight. Continues on tomorrow. A lot of big wigs in the music industry will be in the town. There'll even be an opportunity for people to have their music heard.
That's tonight.
Log on to 103mc.com to purchase your tickets. It's an investment in your own career, period. Yesterday, Hickman Mills School District met, and the school board voted that two elementary schools will be closing, Brian. Symington Elementary and Johnson Elementary will be closing after the school year this year.
It's for the betterment. I know a lot of people disagree with it. A lot of people have things to say, but the school has to save money.
There was a $5.5 million shortfall. Tax dollars were not collected. Some things that they thought were going to happen from other businesses in the community didn't come through, which caused a hard situation. This was not done lightly. Initially, the consulting firm that looked at the schools suggested 3 to 5 elementary schools should close. And so they were able to do this with just two. There's also going to be some changes that will affect other students in the district. All remaining elementary schools will house kindergarten through fifth grade. Sixth graders, now part of the elementary school, will join the seventh and eighth graders at Smith Hale Middle School and the Freshman Center. And then ninth graders will go to Ruskin.
So sixth grade wasn't a part of middle school before this?
According to what I just read, no.
Gotta find some way to raise some funds for these school districts, man.
It's all about tax dollars.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we progress and get to a certain level and we want to move to different areas. And when you do that, the tax base is no longer in that area.
Right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. It'll be cloudy right now. You are cloudy at 34 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
In today's episode of As the Jussie Turns, Chicago Police is launching an internal investigation into all of the loose lips who have shared info, much of it inaccurate.
I was speculating yesterday that something could be up with them.
While several hospital employees have been fired from their job. Okay, if you remember, Jussie was treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago after this incident. Well, several employees of the hospital apparently logged onto the computer and looked at his chart without reason.
Uh-oh. I smell some lawsuits coming.
Well, ain't no lawsuits. They got fired immediately.
He can't still sue them?
I guess he does. How would he know who did it, though? When I used to work for 411, when I was a young shorty, I was in college, and we used to look at people's phone numbers and stuff, celebrities.
Okay, all right, Shay.
I did.
You're going to get served today. You keep talking.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
But you really do have access to all that stuff, but each keystroke in these computer systems, they know who's logging in, and that's how they found out who went into his stuff without probable cause.
I'm telling you, Shay, after they finish with this internal investigation, something going to happen.
We'll see. Paris Jackson is taken to socials to defend her daddy. Of course, this HBO documentary, Leaving Neverland, had some devastating allegations against Michael Jackson involving two gentlemen, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who accused Michael of abusing them for years.
You know what? This is why I'm extremely skeptical, because one of those guys testified twice on Michael's behalf one time in 2005 when he had those other allegations, right? He testified on Michael's behalf to get him off. And he was a full-grown man.
Mm.
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, Paris is trying to defend his legacy, if you will.
She should.
She said, yeah, they do that to everyone with a good heart. Mm-hmm. Someone who tries to make a difference, but do you really think that it's possible to tear his name down? Like, do you truly believe they stand a chance? Relax and have peace. She thinks her daddy's legacy is bigger than this. Yeah. Bigger than them haters.
Now let's be clear, though. Mike had problems. He had issues. And, you know, he should not have invited those boys over and slept in the bed or whatever. But I'm just extremely skeptical of those guys' stories.
You know, I don't want to take anybody's truth from them, but lodge these complaints when the man is alive, so at least he can answer for
that
them.
Too.
He can be tried in a court of law.
Right.
You know, that you can actually get some justice if that's what you're seeking. Because now it's like, he dead. What you gonna do?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad, y'all, because Kansas City got so many dang on potholes. I can't never get to work on time without dodging these dang on potholes.
What you got for a Focus or something? Something small, compact?
No, I got a Malibu, a Chevy Malibu.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I just got new tires, and ain't nobody trying to mess them up on it.
Your family give out good gifts. Can I be
okay.
related? Can I get in the family somehow? Need a husband?
Yeah, we might have a little spot for you on Father's Day. You better watch some potholes, though.
All right, who is this?
It's Angel Collar from KCK.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
All right.
Man, I just hit another pothole. Man, can the city fix a pothole? I just bought another tire because a pothole. Man, I'm getting tired of these potholes.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
103MC.com. Go online and get your tickets to the music conference that kicks off tonight. Yesterday, we had Jay White did it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really great conversation with him after the show, Brian.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, and he knows a lot.
Thanks for the donuts, too, Jay White.
And the thing I like about him is he's not afraid to share the knowledge that he has. There are so many people who realize their dream, and then they want to hold everything to themselves. He's not that dude.
And he wants to help the city out. So come through and get that knowledge.
For real, though. The tickets are nominally priced.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying this is what you want for your life, you've got to start moving yourself in that direction.
Amen.
Do you see who just pulled up on us?
My dog!
Channel 41. Kevin Holmes, what up?
What's going on, fam? How y'all doing?
Good. Did you bring that hot sauce?
Man, you know, it's at the desk. I forgot it, but, you know. Hey, I do Louisiana over Reds. What y'all got?
Louisiana, yeah.
All right, or that Frank stuff, man. We don't do that.
I don't know what that is.
I'm just checking out your kick game. You always have some flossy J's on.
What you got on, player?
Oh, he always got J's on.
I got on the threes today, you know.
Oh, yes. The threes are a classic pair. Yeah, he from Chicago, so he, you know, he Jordaned up all the time.
Love Mike's when I ain't at work.
It's interesting to see you out of your suit that you have on, you know,
while
you're doing your job.
Got this suit, player.
50 buttons.
Hey, yeah, you know, a lot of times before I go on air, I'm usually in slacks or jeans and some sneakers before I switch into my suit, you know. Especially out here with all this salt and snow on the road. Don't want to get that on my suit before I get on the TV. Yeah.
And that's why I refuse to wear J's in the wintertime.
Nice. What?
Yeah, because the snow and stuff is going to mess them up.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying?
I wear them sparingly in the winter months.
Yes.
So, Kevin, this may sound like an odd question, and I'm not really trying to go there with you like that. But at night, when you're in your bed, is your room cold or is your room hot?
Cold, you know? I always say, you know, that's why I prefer winter over summer anyway. It's what? Easier because, you know, I don't like neither one of them. Fall's my favorite month, but it's so much easier to get warm than it is to cool off.
It's true. Even if you get naked in the summertime, you still hot.
Exactly. And if you get too naked, it's illegal. You're going to jail. And you're going to be on 41 News.
Buck naked.
Well, scientists say that sleeping in a cold room is actually better for your health.
Hell yeah, it is. I'm a living proof of that. Look, my fan is on right now at this very moment.
I used to sleep like that too. Yeah. I used to sleep with the fan on 24 hours a day, seven days a week, or either I would have my window cracked to allow some nice fresh air to come in.
A little ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I got double windows. I can't do all that.
No warmer than 71 degrees at night.
They say if your room goes above 75 or below 54, it can cause people to toss and turn, and you won't get that good restorative sleep that you need.
Man. I believe it. It makes sense.
Now, my grandma, she had these big old quilted sheets, and we used to have to sleep in them, and she had the temperature at about 78 or so.
She was an older lady. Oh, she was cold.
Mercy. She had the heat on you know what.
Fam, listen. Man. Listen.
Y'all was sweating like crazy.
Oh, you have no clue. Zero clue. Especially with them sheets that she had. Good Lord.
See, Brian used to be darker. He sweated his melanin out. That's what happened.
You want to go there?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Hey, but he didn't sweat it out in his beard though, boy. Hey, Al be sure today, boy. Hey, you doing it.
Hey, I'm the Teddy P. You know what I'm saying? What's happening?
That ain't nothing but just for me.
Whatever. The flavor saver is coming back.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up later on in the show, we're gonna be talking to an icon. I was watching The Family That Prays last night.
Oh, she was the mother on there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Alfre Woodard will be on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. She's got a brand new Netflix movie called Juanita that premieres today.
Ooh.
Did you pay the bill?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. Maybe you won't find out. Maybe I changed the password.
I hope you didn't do that.
Uh-huh. You never know. You didn't put in on this, man.
I'd hate to pull up at your residence.
You
over
can pull this. Up. You can pull up whenever you want to.
I hope so.
Channel 41's Kevin Holmes is in the building.
Yo. always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Glad to wake up with y'all. My favorite morning show.
Yeah.
It's my favorite guy on TV. He's so funny to me.
Yeah. He be joking with Gary Lezak all the time.
Man, you got to have fun when you can. You know, so much of this news is so dreary and down that whenever it's good and the opportunity to present itself, have fun with it. That's my philosophy, at least.
Yeah. You a chocolate covered brother.
Yes, I am.
Have you heard about Will Smith being cast in the role of Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams? Some folks are upset.
You know, let me just tell you something. I asked you earlier, who they going to have to play Venus and Serena? Lindsay Lohan? I'm sure there are some brothers who are very, very close in complexion to the Venus and Serena's dad. I mean, you talked about Jamie Foxx, Idris Elba. Somebody could have played that role. There's so many qualified actors. And, you know, as a dark-skinned brother myself, I got to represent. Because in so many, you know, instances, we're overlooked for whatever reason. And is this one of those?
I mean, women feel that way. Do men really feel that way?
Props to Will Smith. He's a heck of an actor. But, I mean, I feel like there are others that are just as qualified who maybe have a little bit more melanin who kind of look more like their dad.
I agree. Forrest Whitaker, he could have did it.
Yeah.
Why are you squinting your eye like that, Brian? Why are you squinting your eye?
I'm just winking at you, that's all.
Why?
He'd have been looking at both sides of the tennis court at the same time, though.
Hell no!
I really didn't know that men thought about this.
I think in all components, especially coming off of Black History Month, representation matters. You want somebody who looks like you, someone who you can identify with. I mean, no diss to Will Smith. I love him. Think he's a hell of an actor. I'll still watch it, but I think there's somebody who may have mirrored the parents or the father more that they could have played.
And let me say this. When I watch biopics, part of the fun with me is to get lost into the movie. And when hopefully I'll be watching this movie, and it's like, well, that's Will Smith. That's not Venus and Serena's father. So that's what To me, that's what I'll be looking at.
That's what happened when you saw Jamie Foxx and Ray. You forgot that that was that's Jamie Foxx.
And Malcolm X with Denzel. You know, that's not Denzel Washington, fam. That is Malcolm X on the screen.
Can you imagine if T.I. would have played Ray?
Right,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the voice would have been cool, but you wouldn't have been able to picture him.
First of all, let me explain to y'all that when you bring your tennis racket, you have to hit the ball in a certain angle in order for it to get to the other side. Now, the last time I showed you this, it seemed like you understood what I was talking about, but clearly you don't.
Right.
Now, it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. It'll be cloudy right now. You got morning fog and 35 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. TNT basketball analyst Kenny Smith is 54 today. Christina DeBarge, daughter of James DeBarge, and she was on that show Growing Up Hip Hop. She's 29.
She's fine.
And actor Boris Kodjo is 46 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on March 8th.
So, following R. Kelly's interview with Gayle King, the singer's live-in girlfriends are now speaking out and denying the allegations of sexual abuse made against him. Azriel Clary is 21. And Joycelyn Savage is 23, and they defended their relationship with the singer in this interview, which is going to air fully tonight, I believe.
Yeah, I think, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on CBS?
When I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff. And they said, because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
Everything that she's saying is true. Both of our parents are basically out here trying to get money and scam because they didn't agree on what happened with music or wherever it could be. And they're just very upset.
And they got to crying, Shay.
I'm crying because you guys don't know the truth. You guys are believing some facade that our parents are saying. This is all lies for money. And if you can't see that, you're ignorant and you're stupid as because you want to be.
They went to the same acting coaches.
Come on, Shay.
I'm sorry. That's what I thought. It's the same acting coach.
Come on, Shay.
So what's the odds of you meeting two different women that live in two different states and both of their parents have this elaborate scheme to get videos and pictures of you? Fam, please.
Boy, bye. That's stupid! Use your common sense.
Boy, bye.
Use your common sense.
That's stupid! Use your common sense.
Light skin,
older
man to love all women.
Oh, Lord.
And this saddens me, though. Even though we're laughing, this saddens me because there are people who are really...
Nah, for real.
...being abused and there are really things going on and... Now this takes away from people believing. Mm-hmm. You know, when you say, oh, my parents, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Your parents, really? And then you're going to turn on your own parents?
I'm just confused at this point, Shay, to be honest with you. We got tape of R. Kelly, though.
Like, Thank you.
There's tape of this man doing this.
You know,
you from Chicago,
right,
Kevin.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and I always say, so when I was 16, we moved to the Hyde Park area town. My neighborhood high school at that time was Kenwood. I didn't go there. On days when I would come straight home from my high school, though, I would walk over to Kenwood and I would try to pick up girls. You know, as a 16-year-old does.
Mm-hmm.
So I would walk up to Kenwood Academy, try to pick up girls. And let me just say that there was, on one occasion at least, there was a black Hummer outside with girls draped all over the Hummer. And there was, We don't have to say. We know who was inside that Hummer. I didn't get girls that day.
Dang. Push the Hummer for the summer, and I'll follow with the E-Grab.
Oh, Lord.
Dark skin.
Oh, Lord. Light skin.
I'm an older man that love all.
You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This is so serious, Brian. I'm unsure why none of my friends, including you, ever informed me of this. And Kevin, I'll tag you in too, because I consider you a friend. We've been cool.
We've been down like four flat tires since I moved here in 2016.
That's right. I was the first person to meet Kevin. We went to Jack Stack on the plaza.
Had the cheesy corn.
What's the story, fam?
Why didn't y'all tell me Takis was so good?
Oh, girl, you didn't know?
Because I ain't never tasted them either.
You didn't know?
Fam.
Y'all ain't real. I mean, come on now.
For the first time recently.
Hell no.
That is a staple of my chip repertoire.
I never knew what they were exactly. I didn't know they were chips, beef jerky, or what.
Beef jerky?
B, come on, B.
I thought that's what I thought.
B, okay. Are you a fan of the Flamin' Hot variety?
I love Hot Cheetos. Definitely in my top
three. Wouldn't you love Takis?
You'll love Takis. It's the same thing, but with like a tinge of lime.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It took me a couple days to eat one, just the regular dollar, whatever bag.
Couple days?
Yeah.
It took me a couple hours. Not even.
Because it was burning.
Y'all like hot chips or hot fries? Which one y'all like better?
Both
hot
are
chips.
Good.
Yeah, give me the hot chips.
Give me the hot chips all day. Oh, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Hot Funyuns.
I meant Cheetos. That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah. Or Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
I've never had that.
Those are good too.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
So you put black.
And I'm black.
Put a little dip on your chip. No, so hey, growing up, what we used to do for real, we used to go to the corner store, get a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos,
uh-huh.
And then they at the store they put nacho cheese in there, and you eat it kind of like a push up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna get your hands dirty with all the cheese.
You know it.
Oh Lord.
Hot Funyuns, fam.
Fam, those are good.
Change your life, Shay.
So, Kevin, you've been doing some great work over there at Channel 41 last year. You were nominated for an Emmy.
My dog.
I really thought that he was going to win because the story that he was covering, he just did an awesome job on that. You've been working on a new initiative, Safe KC.
Yeah. Safe KC is something we launched around September last year. You know, the number one complaint folks say about the news is, I don't watch the news because it's so depressing. It's all bad. And while there is a lot of bad, we try to also highlight the good. I think it was Paul Robeson who always said the job of an artist is to kind of show you the world as it is, but also as it should be. You know what I mean? And that's the same thing as a news journalist. You show the world as it is. We tell you about the crime. You'll be laughing at me. I'm serious, though.
I was thinking something else. I'm sorry.
But really, you show the world as it is, or in this perspective, show Kansas City as it is and as it should be. So with the Safe KC initiative, we really highlight some of the efforts to try and make our community safer. And we need it more than ever, as right now we're on a record pace when it comes to homicides.
Yeah.
And other violent crimes are up year to date. So that's very disheartening. But we try to show you the other side of the coin, things that are going on in your community that you may not know about, just to make things safer. Everything from mentoring and initiatives. Yesterday we did a story on a new street crimes unit in Independence, Missouri that's being launched. And, you know, we've sat down with several influential women in the community, including you, several influential men, including you, B, and stuff like that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm going to be talking to Alfre Woodard coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Hundreds of films and movies, Brian.
Oh, I love her. She's a great actress.
Got a new Netflix situation called Juanita. That's what a bag is at Netflix.
You ain't never lying. Lord have mercy.
I was in LA last year and I was driving, you know, down the freeway and I saw this big Netflix tower. I'm like, they got a tower already, fam?
That's why so many people like Steven Spielberg, they say he was trying to get them banned from some of these award shows because they keep taking home all the awards.
Yeah.
Netflix is where it's at.
They've got some programming that has a sister like me eating Takis and watching.
Not for long if you don't put in on this bill.
Brian, you got that little $7.99, please.
No, first off,
the price went up.
Thank you.
The price went up.
Thank you, Kevin. And she ain't put nothing
Whatever
on it.
Whatever it is, you got
and
it.
And she watches more. She watches it way more. I never watch Netflix.
Just like the mother on Friday said, make it enough.
Ho, brother, ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Netflix. Also, have you seen the documentary Abducted in Plain Sight?
I have not. It is in my queue. I got to watch it, though.
Fam, you have got to watch this. And when you get done, please call my phone so we can talk about it.
Okay, okay. Cool, cool.
I know you haven't seen it, Brian.
No, I'm good.
I just got through with the Kalief Browder story on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't watch it just because
heavy.
I've not been in emotional space to take it, mm-hmm. right?
Heavy. I need something more light again.
No, the last thing I watched on there was the Fyre Festival joint where old boy was just going in for the water.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah. That was a good one. Did you see the Fyre Festival?
Not yet. Not yet.
You gotta watch that one too, Kevin. I gotta have a friend like that in my life. If I need is one.
Oh man!
With that, you don't need no 10 or 15 friends. You just need one friend that's willing to do what that man was willing to do.
He had a pocket full of gum
to get that water.
Be sexy.
Oh Lord!
You doing something with your mouth?
All right, remember that man called up here on you. All right.
Whatever. I was trying to protect your image.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Comedian Ari Spears at KC Improv all weekend long. Hey, boy.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
How you doing?
Early, baby, early.
Now that Bill Cosby is in prison, have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
Not at all. He's busy being talked to by R. Kelly.
Oh, dang.
You gonna put some on his book, some a couple of pudding pops, something?
Yeah, we're gonna make a step in the name of love.
Aries, did I make a mistake or did I see you on an episode of A Different World?
Yeah, you did. That was during a lot of my humble beginnings, man. I did about 2 episodes of that.
Really?
I think I was on with In Vogue.
He was on the dance episode where they had the dance off.
Yeah. That's the episode In Vogue was in.
I'm mad that you remember that, Brian.
I love that show. And I was watching carefully. I was like, hold up. That face looked familiar. And he was doing impressions. That's Ari Spears.
Yeah. That was one of the, that was when we had a nice presence on TV back then.
Yes, sir. So what's been new with you?
Just on this road, touring, baby, getting it in, doing my podcast, and just making the rounds,
You ain't got no fights lately, have you?
No, have you?
Nah, not yet.
I'm very clear-minded.
I can go start one with him right fast if you want me to, Aries.
Nah, that's all right. Let's stay peaceful.
Okay, I like that.
We just finished Black History Month.
Yeah.
Well, he's mixed, so.
Now, I'm black to the bone.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Now, that's how I started last time with old boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, tonight you're going to be at the Improv. Are you there the whole weekend?
2 shows tonight, 2 shows Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. Make sure y'all go check out my new podcast. It's called Spears and Steinberg, a.k.a. The Jew and the Jerk. And it's available through Apple/iTunes, or you can go to spearsberg.com. That's Spearsberg, SpearsBerg.com.
As a comedian, you're probably used to getting interviewed all the time. How is it on your new podcast where you're actually possibly talking to other folks and interviewing other people?
I love it because, I'm a fan. So, some of the people I interview, I come in it from a fan perspective. Like, we interviewed Ice-T not too long ago when we were in New York. And, he's one of the OGs in the hip-hop TV game. So talking to him was cool. And getting to see Coco was a plus. And then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we're trying to get Mike Tyson on.
Oh, wow.
What you gonna ask him?
Everything politely.
I know that's right, because you've done impersonations of Mike Tyson as well. I wonder what he feels about that.
Well, this is a different Mike now. Back when Mike was, eating kids and stomping on testicles.
Right.
He had to tread lightly, but, Mike done found his feng shui.
Make sure y'all check out Ari Spears all weekend long at the Improv. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22. Today, look for highs in the mid-40s. It'll be cloudy most of the day. Right now, you got morning fog and 35 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Well, Chicago PD is launching an internal probe of this Jussie Smollett case, Brian. Now, Kev, you're from Chicago. What do you think about the Chicago police's handling of this case?
I mean, I think they handled it as best they could. Certainly when something this stature, you're always going to have so many leaks that come out. Journalists and bloggers alike are always trying to get the latest gossip and deets. And then, you know, there are surveillance videos all throughout Chicago. Somebody has access to some of them. So I think they need to focus on something else.
Okay.
You know, my city is so violent. My city has its fair share of problems. And we already knew that there were some suspicious things right there. I mean, 2 a.m., Sunday, polar vortex. A lot of gangsters don't even come out right then at that time, you know.
Eat late at night, though.
At Subway?
Yeah.
In Chicago? In Chicago, we got Giordano's, we got Gino's East, we got Portillo's, we got the upper echelon of steak joints, and you going to Subway in Chicago at 2 a.m.?
I don't know, Kev.
I eat at Subway.
They
at 2 a.m.? Subway?
It's like the police chief, he took it personal, and he wanted to come out and immediately crucify Jussie Smollett. I'm not sure that they've thoroughly investigated this like they've.
They solved this crime faster than they do on the episode of Scooby Doo. That's all I'm saying.
I'd have to agree, but I mean, you know, taking the journalist hat off right now, if it walked like a duck and talked like a duck.
Mm-hmm. Well, some hospital workers at Northwest are also without a job this morning. They accessed Jussie's medical records. And I guess you could see each keystroke of who goes into what.
Yeah, I heard
And so
about
they were
that.
Fired immediately
Man,
for that.
I'm telling you, Shay, you might have a lawsuit.
I mean, you certainly open yourself up to that. And I guess, you know, one way to kind of writ that is by determination.
Yeah.
You can't do stuff like that, especially when you're talking about all the HIPAA laws and privacy acts. And this I mean, yeah, it's a very hairy and sensitive area there.
I worked at 411 for a short as a shorty, and I logged on to see where Tion Watkins, that's T-Boz, on her phone bill. I did.
But we talking about medical records, though.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
What? That's what? True. And you got to be kidding me.
All of us was accessing everybody.
My God, really?
Let me see what. Let's see if we can see this phone number.
Hell no.
Lord have mercy.
Kendall Jenner's stalker has been sentenced and released from prison. A man who went on her property multiple times was sentenced to 6 months behind bars but has already been released. He was found guilty on 2 counts of trespassing and served 90 out of the 180 days. He has been ordered to stay 150 yards away from Jenner and 1,000 yards from her house.
That's played out.
Which Jenner is that? Is that the one?
Kendall.
Who's she dating?
That's the one that's the model, right?
Is that the self-made one?
No, that's Kylie.
Kylie.
That's to say,
do you think
self-made.
She's self-made?
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. No way, no how.
Hell no.
Cher, are you self-made?
I haven't made it yet. I mean,
I hope so.
I haven't made it yet, fam. Trust me.
If it wasn't for her kinfolk, she would not been able to launch that brand.
Right.
And that brand would not have been telling like it was. Don't get me wrong. I can't hate the hustle. Get it while you can.
Right.
But to say self-made, no.
Diddy is self-made.
You're culture made. You're industry made. No. It ain't self-made.
Man, you corny.
103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
We're talking with Alfred Woodard, who is 4-time Emmy winner, along with every other accolade you can think of. She's been in hundreds of television shows and films.
Mm-hmm. Including one of my favorite movies of all time. Crooklyn, do you still talk to those kids?
Yes, I do. Zelda, who played my daughter, she actually tutored my daughter's son in math because she had gone to Princeton, and she was back in L.A., and I said, hey, we need a math tutor, and they loved her, and I said, I'm going to show you something, because they had never seen Crooklyn. They couldn't believe that was Zelda.
For those who didn't grow up with a black mother who are listening, you felt it during the Crooklyn. You definitely did.
Those who grew up with a black mother or a brown or a yellow or a white mother, I got something for you now, because your mother just might take off and do whatever she wants to for the next few weeks, because That's what I do in Juanita.
That's right. A brand new Netflix show.
Starting this Friday.
Talk about Juanita.
Juanita is, we call it a coming of age of a woman of a certain age story. And what she does is, you know how kids will say, oh, I'm taking the car. You have nothing to do this weekend. Or here, take the baby. We're going out. Like, what if I had something to do? And they laugh, like, you know, it's funny that you might have had something to do because you're over 50. Well, she scrapes some money together. She puts a finger on the map and she says, I'm going. Everybody will be fine. And she finally puts herself first. And she ventures out. She takes a Greyhound trip. She goes to Paper Moon, Montana. And her and the indigenous people there make up about, you know, 1% of the whole population of the area. And she has great adventure. She has romance. She has spirituality. Everything about her starts to unfold. And we get to take that journey with us. So it's for everybody. Because my son, who is 25, he loved it. He cringed, of course, at the love scene. But I said, you know, I said, hey, your daddy wrote those for me. He goes, it's even worse. But I have young women friends who are 16 who say, this is the best thing ever. And of course, grown folks like it. It's one that everybody can watch. It's a great date watch, and it's also a great family watch.
You mentioned your husband being a part of this project. I read a recent interview that you did saying as recent as 8 years ago, you and your husband were told that a black woman couldn't be a lead in the film, and that you've seen this change over the years as your husband has produced and written several projects just for you.
Yes, that I have aged out of, but suddenly people are interested in those projects that are 20 years old, 15 years old, 10 years old. So that's great. It wasn't that strangers were telling us. People that we knew were telling us that. Of course, I'd always say, but I got something for you to be in, Alfre. So I've been fortunate to always have a place to work and made the decision of what I wanted to do. I'm moving into a period where the things that I do will reflect more of, okay, this is my time. This is a story I want to tell. I think it's great. You know, I couldn't be aged out of money. This is his Valentine to me.
You're working on the remake of Lion King. You'll be Sarabi, of course. We're looking out for Juanita, which will be on Netflix this Friday. And we thank you so very much for always being an example of beauty and grace in this industry.
Thank you for always supporting me and my sisters. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Miss Alfre Woodard. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.